Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I may sound a little strange today because I just tested positive for COVID yesterday. I'm a little nasal, but I'm still keeping my sense of humor. I'm working with the energy, and did not want to not do the show tonight because we had taken off, you know, Christmas and New Year. I'm like, no, I'm going to be there for my people. So here I am, even though I sound a little bit nasal, okay?
We're happy to have you here, and we're glad you're toughing it through. I bet you I'll say that for every single listener. At least
yeah.
I am. I can tell you that.
Well, you know, it's just weird because I normally wouldn't not even thought of it, but then I'm like, you know, this is not me. I don't get sick like this. I'm the kind of person I get injured. I don't get sick. You know, I'm like, this is very strange. And other people that I told about this when I was on Facebook yesterday, they're started the same way mine did, with a huge headache and real bad sinus stuff. And that's exactly what happened. Something, well, maybe it's an allergy, you know, maybe I just got a little head cold, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wow. So my daughter convinced me I should get a test, so I did, and it was positive. So now at least I know what it is. Now I know what I'm dealing with. I know I'm not going to pass it on to anybody else. That's the nice thing about doing radio. You guys out there are all safe.
And the beautiful thing is we still get to connect with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is a power in remote because of the way things are just changing in the world. There really is sometimes to just be able to get the information, talk to somebody who cares on the other end of the line. And like you, you're so gracious and beautiful to all the people that call into the show. And I can't thank you enough, my good friend Jacqueline, for being here for me every week. I really love doing the show with you, and I love doing the show, period. You know, I think we are making a difference.
That Scorpio moon has got you all emotional going over into your ascendant.
You think? Yeah, tell me about it. But it's okay. It's not a bad thing. It is what it is, right? You know, I mean, you can change what you think, but you can't change how you feel.
And it's great to express it because, again, there's a beautiful sextile between that Scorpio moon to that Mercury retrograde. And, you know, how you express yourself and when you share love is such a beautiful thing. And this is everybody, you know. And you have two in conjuncts going to Mars from that Mercury and that moon. But, hey, it is all about a good avenue, making sure everybody knows really the positive things in life and really sharing and expressing their love. So there is that part of this aspect of this chart that stands out very strong. Again, with the sun going over Pluto this week, it is about that foundational transformation and change within our soul that we look at and really knowing what is really us and who we are and what we really desire in this world. And with Mercury going retrograde, I think we can pretty much, you know, say yay, hooray with that this week. Yay! start to have things move a little better in a more easier form of moving forward. I can't wait for that.
Right. Well, before our next show, we're going to have both Mercury and Uranus going direct. And then all of February, all of March, there's no retrogrades. So I think a lot of things are going to start moving really quickly during that period of time because things have been on hold for so long. I'm kind of thinking it's going to be like a slingshot effect with this. I really do. And because I've had a few irons in the fire, and I have a feeling things are starting to break free for me. Even, you know, I got sick and all that, but you know what, this is not going to last, it's going to be fine. I just think that, you know, maybe I had to slow down and concentrate on other things rather than running around in all directions. I'm really trying to focus since I got sick, but it's worked out well. I got a couple things organized and I slept, I really got some good rest. So sometimes I look at what's going on and I say to myself, how do I use this to my benefit, okay? And how do I do this to everyone else's benefit? Because that's just how I think, you know? And so that's what I've been doing. So I've been doing mostly remote things for the last couple of days with people. But that's great, you know? Now, are you teaching your classes?
Oh, yes. This Friday is the first one. Going to be for 8 weeks. It's going to be exciting and fun. And, yes, this is all about... again here, doing, you know, what really is what you can do at the time. You know, again, I think you're correct with the slingshot effect because, again, here, we've had so many challenges with the retrograde, especially Mars goes every other year. So it going retrograde at this point in time and direct, I mean, we're all pretty tired of these retrogrades. So
I do feel
that there is going to be like this slingshot effect, and I think everybody should go forward with their passions during this period of time. We don't normally have this long of a period of time without retrogrades. This is an abnormally long time period, so yay, take advantage of it. Is what I say. Be open, be ready, move forward. Don't let the frustrations that have been over the last, you know, since summer driving you nuts, don't let them get to you. Move forward and direct, and you'll see they will come to a resolution, and they will start to move forward in the direction you want because there's so much forward-moving things there, and it's a good time. You know, again, we have... a real good timing for this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we've got a bunch of people on hold here. I suppose we should see what we can do for our people.
Okay, how about we do that?
Okay. Hey, Coach 646, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Priscilla. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, Priscilla, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have a question for you as soon as you get my chart up, September 65.
Gotcha. Pulling you up right now.
Yep. Okay. And while I have you, I do have a question, but someone recently looked at my chart, and they said my moon was in Aquarius, and I was like, I thought my moon was always in Capricorn, so... can you confirm where is my moon?
Okay, and you might have been speaking to a Vedic astrologer, okay? Because
no, I think he was a Western tropical, I guess, right?
No, so your moon's a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Capricorn that whole entire day. You're September 6, 1965, correct?
Yep, correct. Yeah, that's so weird.
10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I put any credence to that.
Okay. All right. So
now, where do you live now, Priscilla? Where do you live
I'm
now?
I'm in New York City. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
trying
great.
To move.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been here a little over a year, actually. That's part of my question. So my home has been on the market for a little over a month. It'll be like 2 months in about a week. And it's been really quiet, and I'm wondering, when do you see it selling? I know Mars was retrograde, and, you know, and Mercury's, it's just been really quiet, and I'm looking to get, you know, a strong offer and just move on.
I think you're going to get it anytime. I have to say that. I mean, it shows a certain amount of patience and temperance to this. With Mars going direct this week, it turned direct right on top of your north node. That is the transformation and change that you've been waiting for. Venus is transiting through your fourth house of your home and your natal chart. With these two in their aspects, it looks like it could be any day now, is what I'm trying to say. So I would wait. I would have the patience and so just let it be what it is, and I wouldn't stress out about it. What do you think, Aphrodite?
First of all, I know it's a seller's market right now when it comes to real estate. And with Mars in Gemini, I wouldn't be surprised if there would be a bidding war coming in here. Because Mars just redirected its orbit, and the weird thing about Mars, if you look at an ephemeris, when it stations direct, it stations for several days. It hardly moves at all. It's almost like it's building up steam to deliver. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. So I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up getting more than one offer. And because your chart in New York, both this Mercury right now is retrograde in your seventh house of contracts. So that means that because it is still retrograde at the moment, and it is getting ready to go direct very soon, it could be a situation where you either people bid on it or you decide to lower it just enough to get that offer that you want, okay? Because the seventh house rules contracts. And so that's kind of where it's at. Now, the sun has already passed over your moon, and it's in your eighth house of investments in New York, and that's what your home is. You're selling it now because it's an investment that you now want to liquidate, correct?
Right.
Okay.
I want to buy another
house. Once Mercury goes direct, it's going to pass over your moon, and that's probably when your closing is going to be. Because, again, we're looking at 6 to 7 weeks to a closing, right? So I'm thinking, like Jacqueline said, I think it's coming really soon. Just pace yourself for the next few days. I think this week you're going to start to feel change, and that's going to be very, very good for you. I think it's going to work. And then you'll be able to make it. Now, do you already have an idea of where you're going?
Yes, I do. Yeah, actually in New Jersey.
Nice. Talking about those 2 months being everything going direct, I think it's going to be direct, and I think it's really going to affect you strongly. I think things are just all of a sudden things going to move, and they're going to, again here, move quickly. That Mars that she was, what she was talking about as far as 8th house of investments in your natal chart, that Mars is on your north node in that 8th house. I cannot not see this transformation and change coming, okay? And right, tonight the moon is aspecting you and it's running over your Mars, and that's kind of agitating emotionally, waiting this out. But I say the lesson is patient. Let go, let God with this one, because I think it's already written in the stars. I think it's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen very quickly, is what
very
I'm trying
quickly.
To say. Yeah.
It'll happen quickly.
I guarantee you. Okay?
Yeah, because like I said, it's almost 2 months. It'll be in a week. It'll be 2 months, and we're getting impatient, obviously. It's been so quiet, and it's like, where is everybody? And,
you had a Mercury retrograde for your benefit. You've got to understand, Saturn is also in that fourth house of your home, okay? Now it's transiting through it. So it's making you have patience. It wouldn't have ever sold by forcing it. It's a matter of putting your hands, having the patience, and allowing it to flow in its natural time. So remember that, I've learned my lesson about patience. I'll be patient, and it'll help. Okay? That's what the universe is calling you for with that Saturn in your fourth house.
I see. When does Mercury go direct?
3 days.
3 days. Okay. So Wednesday. Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's still going to be in shadow, though, until the 7th of February, okay? That's why I feel there might be a little negotiation that goes on because of it being in shadow. But still, it's moving forward, and every day it gets better. So don't be afraid to go to the compromise table if necessary, okay?
Oh, no, I will.
If you get, again, more than one person that's already interested at the same time, then it's going to be up to whoever's helping you sell the house to navigate that for you.
Right,
with you.
Right.
So,
right.
Yep. Now, in your New York chart, Saturn is sitting right on top of your part of fortune in that chart. So part of fortune is a computed point, and it's sitting right on it in your ninth house of freedom. So we are talking about this being a wonderful liberation for you, okay? And I so agree with everything Jacqueline said, too. I mean, I think you have been somewhat long-suffering, and you've been experiencing a lot of anxiety. Let that go and just trust the flow, okay?
Okay, that gives me hope because we're just getting so dejected. Like, come on, I need something to happen. Because I was so optimistic.
Right place at the right time. Remember that. That Saturn is teaching you that patience. So it's all going to happen in the right time because your chart is so, it's like a neon sign. When I pulled up your chart, I knew you were looking at real estate. Why? Because your chart says, okay, it's written all over your chart right now. The transits are just all over it. So
you, okay, wonderful. I'm going to keep the faith. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you.
Great. And you keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
Oh, I will. I certainly will. Thank you. Have a lovely evening. Bye.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's just a test of patience.
Oh, I know. Patience is a virtue, you know. And I can tell you.
Sometimes the universe pounded in your head, too. I don't like that.
Right?
But it's some.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening. My name is Gary. I'm glad to join you, Aphrodite. I've heard a lot about your program and first-time caller.
Nice.
I have a question regarding a love relationship. Are you ready to take my birthday?
Yes.
5/14/61. Born approximately 1:30 a.m. I'm your lovely Taurus.
And where were you born?
I was born in Stuart, Florida.
Alrighty then. And what's your first name?
My name is Gary. Do you need my person's information?
Yes, we do.
She would be
I'll give it to her on this one because you didn't have the time. I have the time. This Gary is a great guy. So September 18th, 1968 is who he's looking at 8:06 p.m., Fort Pierce, Florida. So what would you like to know, Gary?
I just would like to know when we are finally going to come together, or if we're finally going to come together. I'd like to get your take on it.
I'm going to let you run with this for debt, because I know I've seen these two before. That's the time I gave you our information.
All right. I don't have a name on her, so I'm putting her in here as her 13, just so I have a place to put her. It's fine. Okay, let me go ahead and do this right now. And see. All right.
And they're both here now. They're both in Stuart, Florida.
Okay, cool.
Just to let you know.
All right.
She's in Hope Sound, but that's Martin County, so I think that counts.
It's close enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. I love the compatibility
wow.
here. I love the compatibility here. Wow.
So do I.
Does
she.
There's lots of trines and blessing lines here that you have between the two of you, which is pretty amazing. And most of them do center on both both air and earth work well in these charts together. I can see why you're really pulling for this. Gary.
I believe it's a match made in the cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So I'm thinking that you're thinking right on the spiritual level here. Okay? Now, when you look at a chart between two people, okay, and you can see the compatibility like we can see when we pull this right up on screen, I mean, it's like a neon sign, okay, you have to ask yourself, is either one of you damaged? Okay? Like in an ideal situation, there's nothing in this chart that indicates to me that this wouldn't work. So is it something from the past standing in your way? Or is it a fear for the future?
She's married to a Scorpio.
Ah, the plot thickens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She
and
is
that
supposed
to be
working
personal.
On a closure of that marriage.
Okay. All right. And from what you know, she really hasn't made any progress, has she, or has she?
No.
Well,
nope.
It depends on how you define progress.
Yeah. Progress.
She has made progress with herself in terms of coming to realizations, growth, changes, and she wants this to happen, and she wants that. Even though that marriage is already dead, she, for some reason, is struggling to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is that she's in a massive T-square right now, so I can see a lot of stress on her. All right.
Yeah.
And
putting it lightly.
What I want to do is, I just want to pull up her parts of destiny for a moment, because I do have an exact birth time. Thank you, Jacqueline, for that. I'm going to look and see where her part of divorce is located. That might be helpful to know that. Now, her part of divorce is at 5 degrees of Aries, okay? Now, Jupiter's a planet of good fortune and abundance, and it's only in Aries every 12 years. Now, it was in Aries last year for a little bit, then it retrograded all the way back through Pisces. Now it's back in Aries over the last few weeks. Now, Jupiter is going to be passing over a part of divorce over the next 2 weeks, okay? And Jupiter is the largest planet. It magnifies everything it touches, okay? So Jupiter was on this star earlier last year. And then it retrograded in Pisces, so all the memories came back. All the obstacles showed up. All that stuff happened. But now Jupiter is moving through Aries. Now, the other planets, they move through Aries, but they don't do it until the end of March. Okay? So my feeling is you might have to be patient a while longer, but Jupiter could probably show her a way to orchestrate this. Now, she seems like she's got an awful lot on her plate, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. She's running on all cylinders, and she's probably pretty exhausted. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That doesn't mean there's a problem between the two of you. Okay? And I don't know anything about the Scorpio, though Jacqueline might have that in her system. But, again, if Jupiter does pass over her part of divorce and she makes that move, usually it would mean that it would be a good thing for her. Okay? And I think you already know that. Okay? So I'm going to encourage you to just stay patient a little bit longer. We've got these two retrogrades that are resolving within a week. So, you know, both Mercury is going to be going direct. It's still going to be in shadow until, you know, the 7th of February. But Uranus, the planet of sudden change and separation and sudden partings, is also going to be going direct next Sunday. So we have these things that are changing. So things that have been holding her back with the retrogrades may finally liberate her. So I am going to encourage you to keep the faith because I do think that this relationship has amazing potential.
And I'm going to add one more footnote to that she was talking about because she looked at her part of divorce. I didn't look at her part of divorce. Her ascendant is at that 12-degree mark. It's going to pass over this week into her first house. So it's going to compel her even stronger as a result of that. So, you know, again here, I do feel that it's, you know, a matter of when, not if. Does that make sense?
I agree.
Yes. Are you saying it's going to compel her even further toward separation and or divorce?
The universe is telling her she needs to do it.
Right.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, emotionally, she's already separated. That marriage is dead, and she's giving nothing to it, and nothing's happening there. So it gets frustrating, you know. We've been playing around with this for some time.
Yep. Well, some things are worth waiting for, Gary. So
this one,
I think
this
you're
one
real
is.
Close.
That's why I've
hang
been
in there
as long
just
as I have.
A little bit longer. Hang in there just a little bit longer. Okay.
I plan on it.
I figured you were. Yep, indeed.
I appreciate
keep
it.
Keep us
That's
posted
helpful.
About this. We'll be remembering this and stuff. And but like I said, I have a feeling that things are going to shift. This Jupiter and Aries energy. I mean, I am so happy to see Jupiter in fire. I really am. We've needed it. And Aries is the I am presence. And she has to go where her heart's going to lead her, where her I am can truly be appreciated. And this is going to help her to get there. The planets are going to be smiling on her to make the change.
Would it behoove me to call in next week just to get an update or give an update if anything happens on my end?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll do it.
Yep. Mercury's retrograde, but Mars now is direct in Gemini. So I would listen carefully, okay? And I'd ask tender questions. I wouldn't make it a command performance, okay? I would really want to hear what is going through her mind. And but I think it could be a good thing to have that conversation. Yeah.
Oh, they've had a lot of conversations.
I want to say probably think there's going to be more than one conversation about the matter because Gemini, everything comes in twos with that Mars. But that's good. So
we've had close communication for the longest time. Lately, we both decided that it's best for me to withdraw, for us to withdraw from each other until she finishes her process of going through this and closing it finally. It has gotten so frustrating with me that it's definitely better for me to not be so integrally involved in the works of her process. And I have been very deeply involved and in the know, and it becomes very troubling after so long.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to hang in there.
And right. And I wouldn't put your frustration into the conversation. I'd put your support into the conversation.
Yes, and that's where I have failed as of late. I pulled her out of the dark night of the soul a year ago in the situation she was in with her husband leaving her. And, it's been going on so long that that frustration has come out and it has not helped the situation. So that's what has primarily pushed me to just back off and let her do her thing her way and, you know, see what the outcome is and then capitalize on it.
Right. Okay.
You see, Gary,
I believe it's going in our favor, so I just have to wait.
You see, the same theme here is the same theme here, though, that anybody you talk to is going to tell you the same thing. If this isn't off the chart compatible, nothing is, you know?
Right. Yep. And we both know it. We feel it. We've lived it. We've experienced it. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to hang in the shadows and wait for her process.
There you go. Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. You keep us posted, Gary, okay?
I promise.
All right. God bless you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
Wow. That was such a cool compatibility, man. I'm excited.
Intense. Very intense. So.
Yes. Yes.
That little forest needs a lot of confirmation.
Yeah.
Little Taurus. Those Tauruses, they're so soft.
Mhm. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Erica, 267, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's Jessica. 716.
How are you, Jessica?
I'm great. I have good news for you guys. I wanted to share.
Great.
But first, Aphrodite, I'm glad that you're getting rest during this time, and I will say some prayers for you when we're off the call. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, so you guys were with me for the 9 months that I went through it, and I'm in my new home. It's a cottage in a very wealthy area, and I'm living on 50 acres, and I absolutely love this place. It's heaven. So
congratulations.
Thank you. It's amazing. And it came suddenly, and it happened right on when Mars went direct. It happened just a couple days ago. I've only been here for a couple days, but I'm so creative here, and, oh, I love it. It's such peace and happiness, everything.
Oh, yeah, and everything
wow.
set you up for this. It's perfect. Yeah.
Yes. So I wanted to share
you're
it with you.
You're in your glory.
I am. Yeah, because you were like, you're going to love it. Just hang in there. And I was like, yep, I do love it. It's amazing. So wanted to share that. And also, so I am still in process with connecting with the right job. I feel like it will happen any moment now. But it's interesting because the house happened first. So just wondering what you're picking up with that. I don't know if this is still like the Mars thing that'll help push it along, or it's just interesting.
Yes.
All of these functions are going to push it along, Jessica. I said that you're headed in the right direction. You are. First of all, this week, Mercury goes direct, and it's in your first house. So I'm thinking this week you're going to hear something really good. This week, within 24 hours from now, Venus is going into your second house of personal finances. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now, and this week, Mars is transiting over your Venus. Okay? And it's in a beautiful trine to the Sun-Pluto connection. I have to say that. So it could be this week is what I'm trying to tell you. I am so not worried about it. And before Aphrodite says it this time, there may be two offers. You may have a choice. Again, your sixth house is naturally ruled by Gemini, and you have Jupiter in Gemini. Don't be surprised if two opportunities pop up within the next week. Okay? I'm just saying.
You guys have been saying that. I've been waiting and waiting. I'd be happy for one offer. And it's funny because Spirit knows. As soon as I get an offer, I'm taking it. So they've just been holding off. And there's been like misses with certain things, weird stories with interviews. Like it's just been very, with both the house and the job, it's been very guided by source of like having to keep being persistent, keeping positive, keeping the faith. Like I'm in this routine of really upgrading my life. And Okay.
And
so
that groove. That's all I'm saying. Stay in that groove. This is a validation and a verification of all you got to do is follow the universe. You just got to go, okay, you've got this. You know what I want, so get it to me and wait it out. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. See, Mars is still going to be in Gemini for a while. It's going to be there until the 26th of March. Now, it's going to pass over your Jupiter, okay, in that sixth house of work and service. So I have a feeling that you're going to get much more money than right now you're envisioning, okay? And when we say you could have two offers, it could be a company that maybe has more than one position that you would be suitable for. It could even be the same company, okay? So don't limit your thinking here. Jupiter is in trine to your moon in Leo right now, and it hasn't sat on this star for 12 years, honey. And Jupiter's a planet of good fortune and abundance. And it's going to be trining all your Leo planets, okay, all the way until May, okay, of this year. So just know you're going to get a great opportunity here. But more importantly, you're going to love the job, okay? We want you to live your passion. We don't want you to just get a job. All right?
Yeah.
And I think the universe is supporting that. So hang tight. And as Jacqueline kind of said, follow the yellow brick road, my dear.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because also with this whole how this I manifested this house, which it's weird because in a way it's like so unbelievable, but in another way I'm like already I'm just – it's so normal and natural to me because this is actually what I've wanted all along, but I – yeah, I feel like that's what happens. Like when you go through manifestation, you just become so aligned with it that it's like, okay, no big deal. But this is a big deal of what I did, and I feel like I like gained some stripes or something. Like I feel like I earned some badges. Like I feel different by having gone through this whole experience.
Absolutely.
And also, I just want to thank you guys again for being with me through, like, it really was almost like the whole year. It was 9 months that I was, like, in it. And thank you guys so much. Again, I know I've thanked you before, but I think about you guys a lot, and I'm always, like, so grateful that you were there for me through, like, some really dark times. So thank you, guys. You really are making a difference here.
Well, we're happy to be there for you, and we're happy that you're all your blessings. Everything's coming up roses, baby. Enjoy the garden.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Bless you both. Have a good evening.
You too.
You
bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. Cool.
Yeah.
Always love to hear the victory stories. Yes.
It's always good. Thank you.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 205, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. Happy New Year. It's Patricia. 2673.
How are you, Patricia? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I'm feeling well. Thank you so much. I guess I would ask, what do you see for the next couple of months coming?
Well, your birthday's coming up, so what city are you going to be in on your birthday this year?
I'll be here at home, at home. I'm not planning on going anywhere, so I'll be in Alabama for sure. Birmingham.
Okay. Let me take a look at your solar return, see what's up.
Thank you.
I have so many Patricias on here, I can't find her. What's your actual birthday, Patricia?
2/6/1973.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. What are you doing for a living?
Well, I'm still working in the medical. I've really been contemplating more so here about doing something, my own business.
Okay. Does it have some kind of creative attribute to it?
Well, it's either it'll remain in the health profession, taking care of patients, or perhaps maybe food industry.
Let me look at that food industry for you. The reason why I'm saying this is because I'm so on board with you, okay? I am so on board with you opening up your own business. It isn't even funny. This is a time period where I think you could have an in-home business going. And it has a very creative attribute to it. Again here, Jupiter is transiting through your sixth house of day-to-day work. And Neptune is as well. And in both of those aspects, what it's trying to say is just live your dream. Go for that dream. Go for that benefit of what really brings you passion. The medical industry, it works for you, okay? I can see why you would be into it, but it's not your passion. Do you understand that?
Well, it has been for a very long time. But here lately, it's just so many, it's almost overwhelming because of, I don't know when we're going to ever be done with the pandemic because it seems to just take on a whole nother form. Seems to be that it's overwhelming. That's what I was going to say.
Here again, and what you can do, I'm going to give you another suggestion because it gives you an opportunity of looking at something of if you see a problem with something, finding the fix, and then marketing that fix, okay? That's what I mean by creative stuff, okay? I wouldn't be surprised, again, you have a Virgo moon this year, and Virgo is all in your first house. So I wouldn't be surprised if it had something to do with the medical industry. But again, every creative attribute here, and again, Pluto is dead on your Jupiter. Mercury in your solar return, which is direct at that point in time, is right there too. So it's calling you to make a psychological change of a foundational shift as far as your career is concerned. I think you've outgrown it. I never said you weren't good, Eric. I never said that you couldn't do your work well. I just don't think it's you and who you are now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's giving you some time to make this transformation and change, but I really think this is a time where you should look into really finding that passion of this is what I can do and this is what I can make out of a business here, is what I'm saying. This whole solar return, which you haven't even gotten to yet, February, will last throughout a whole year. And so a lot of psychological changes and looking at things in a different perspective for you this year. Saturn is conjunct your natal Mercury. It's all about what you already know and using that knowledge to your advantage. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Absolutely. It's time to be the teacher. It's time to be the coach. It's time to be the way shower. It's time to awaken others to be a co-creator of their health and well-being. It's time that you're doing something where your philosophy is number one in the way that you are dealing with people, to help them heal from the inside out. I just think it's that time. I so agree with everything Jacqueline said. I would love to see you do this, and I think that this is something that you could do virtually. You could do it in person. You could do it both. I think it's just a matter of you. Again, you are a natural healer, okay? And I think you already know my history. I was in the medical field for 21 years myself. But at the same time, the work I do now, most people when they are having difficulties with their health, they've been compromised on either the mental or the spiritual in some way, and then it manifests in dis-ease, okay? And that's what happens. But in the counseling work and stuff like that, to help people become more aware of being a co-creator of their wellness, I could see you doing this in an amazing way. And if you wanted to do it with nutrition and food, if you wanted to do it in a way where people can really improve their health by the way that they're eating, that's fine. I mean, there's many ways you can do it. But to me, because of Saturn only being in Aquarius every 29 years, I think your philosophy is the thing that's going to sell. So you need to be right at the helm of that ship if you decide you're going to go ahead and go aboard and make it go. But that's how it looks to me. And I love to see you work, be able to work independently, and I think it's something that you could put together. I think you'd also have the cooperation of others.
Absolutely beautiful, yes. I totally agree. I've only, but maybe a couple of times, used healing with someone after surgery and actually felt the heat and coming off of my hand. I've done it only a couple of times and was very amazed at it myself.
Oh, you're a natural at it. You know, Reiki,
yeah.
Hands-on healing, any of that, you can make into this business. Again, there's a problem I must fix, okay? And you can.
Yes.
You have the directive. And with all that Aquarian energy, you have such the ability to do that. Again, an in-home business is ideal for you at this point in time. So I strongly suggest you look at that because I think you could go really far and do more work and feel more accomplished than you do today.
I will definitely look into it. What's so ironic, I'll just say this before I go. My oldest brother, he just opened up his occupational therapist business, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to have to come down there and work with you. And how ironic, in the future, me going to Arizona to work with him and taking those healing techniques with me to those patients who are there, you know, with certain injuries or, you know, and putting hands on them, healing hands on them, that would be just a beautiful thing.
You could do this. You could so do this. I can't reiterate that enough. You could so do this. And again here, I think it's closer to your destiny of what I'm looking at. And see how the universe opens up the door. It says, oh, hey, he's opening up a practice, and here I have another opportunity. It's amazing what the universe does on its own. It really is.
Yeah.
It's
thank
us
you,
who have
ladies.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's us who have to listen to it and just follow it is what it has to do. So follow it.
Yes. I sure will. Thank you both so much. And I'm so glad to be a part of the show. tonight. It's always a pleasure to receive the messages from you, beautiful earth angels. I love you both, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. You keep us posted, sweetheart.
I sure will. Thank you. Thank you
so much. God bless. Sweet night.
God bless. Good night.
Love it. Love it. All right. Where am I at here on this list? Oh, here we are. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 406, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. Thanks for being here. This is Susie, 3573. Aphrodite, you've done a few readings for me in the past. This is my first call-in.
Oh. What's your birth date again?
3573.
And what time were you born?
10:50 p.m.
And what city?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, Virginia. All right.
Gotcha. So what would you like to know from us today?
Well, first of all, pretty cool. As soon as the call started, I just have to share with you that my spirit animal, the raven, flew right by my window and circled around a few times. So that was a pretty good omen.
I love it.
I knew you would. Of course, you know, I'm a Pisces, so the question is always love. What's in the stars for me there? Just wonder what you see.
Well,
right then.
Well, I see a few things here. Uranus is transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. It's been retrograde for a little while, but it's going direct this week. That Mars retrograde has been transiting through your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. So you really had a hard time recently with one-to-one relationships. That's all I'm trying to say about that. However, things do change because Jupiter just went over your moon in your fifth house of romance and dating. Neptune is approaching your Mercury. It is within orb. It is 5 degrees there from it, okay? Uranus is going direct. Mars is already direct. I think you could find somebody here really soon is what I'm going to say about this. It's all about you and your beliefs. Remember, you're a Pisces, okay? I love Pisces because the key word I use for Pisces is I believe, and there's great optimism. And Neptune had been direct for quite a while and really bugging you, but it is direct, and it's time to get back to, yes, I believe this can happen and this can be done. And I'm betting because of Uranus going direct that somebody's going to pop in front of you, if not one, but two here real soon. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you. Now, Susie Q.
Yes.
What are you doing in order to entertain relationships?
Well, getting out and about on the social scene, online dating.
Okay. And how's that been working out for you?
Well, ebbs and flows. Not great for, 6 or 8 months. Nothing, really.
Okay.
I haven't been on a date for a really long time, but I have one in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Good. That's good because in a couple of weeks, all the planets are going to be direct and stuff like that, so you've got much, much better clear shot of really discovering what people are all about. There's no holding back energy going on anymore, which is going to be very nice for you. So that's just about perfect timing, I would think. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And again, Jupiter sitting on your moon today, I like that in your fifth house of romance. The squares indicate to me that, again, really allow your personality out to play, honey. Okay? Don't approach a relationship with all that damn caution, please. Just let your inner child out to play. Just be you. Just be you, and that's where you want to be with these relationships. It doesn't matter if you meet them online, then you plan to get together, you meet them out and about, whatever it might be. Let yourself out to play and really enjoy it and make it fun. Make it, you know, a little mini adventure every time you go out the door. That's what I'm going to recommend. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy? Maybe.
Oh, I so agree. It is about that. It's about being open and, again, that I believe energy, that beautiful Piscean energy of yours. It's all about knowing that and trusting that you're in the right place at the right time, on the right path. I know it's been dry. I understand that. Neptune over the summer just pounded you hard and was like, no, you're not going to get anything, okay? But it is changing. The tide is changing, and that's the reason why Aphrodite said what she said, is it's because now the door is opening, and now it's like, okay, let's see what's out there. Let's get out there and really see what's out there. And in 2 weeks, it's about the right time. So I wouldn't be surprised if even though you're going on this one in 2 weeks that something else doesn't come up within that period of time as well. Again, we talk about that Mars and Gemini of twos. So it can go from a very dry spell to a very wet spell, just like California. I'm just saying.
Mhm. Yeah. Yep. And yeah, you could end up meeting somebody younger and somebody older. You could end up actually entertaining two gentlemen here over these next few weeks. So keep that in mind, okay, because Mars is going to pass over your Saturn. And so sometimes there'll be a person that's a little younger that you'll be interested in, and sometimes there'll be a person that's a little older that you'll also be interested in. So don't be too surprised if this happens, okay? And the Gemini energy, what's going to stimulate you the most is the easy conversation. Like if you have a repartee with someone, that is going to be it. That's going to be so fun. You start talking to them, and before you know it, an hour's gone by, 2 hours have gone by, whatever. Really, again, let yourself out to play. Be spontaneous. And don't worry about anybody judging you, okay? Part of you could be a bit conservative with your Mars in Capricorn, but I think that's okay. I just think that when you first meet a person, it's not a test, okay? Lose that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just be fun. Just be yourself. You've got a great sense of humor, don't you?
I do, and I always have fun.
I know you do. I yuck it up. I'd be the life of the party. Be the life of the party. And then if you need to get a baseball bat because there's too many men approaching you, oh well.
Okay. I have one.
All right. Good.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. You keep us posted, sweetheart.
Well, this was the first I noticed on the call on your Facebook, so I'll be tuning in again for sure. This is fantastic.
All right. We're glad you've tuned in. We've enjoyed reading you tonight. Many blessings.
You as well.
All right, sweet night. Well, we're a minute to get off the air, so we should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll be speaking to you next Sunday night. And at that point, all the planets will be direct. Wow. We look forward to doing the show every week. Have a spectacular week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.